A sister wants payback.
He came to my face and he started cursing, spitting at me as when I pushed him away.
A brother wants justice.
She's scratching me, so I put her in a headlock. Then she bites me. That's when I had enough, so I just choked her.
And this judge wants the truth.
I have a photo in my phone of my lip.
Show me.
I don't have my cell phone here.
Where did you think you were coming to today?
To come see you, Judge Judy.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Ibrahim Kaba is suing his sister, Zainab Conte, for medical bills due to an assault and defamation of character. Zainab claims Ibrahim started the fight.
Order, all rise.
Yeah, that's case number 165 on the calendar, the matter of Kaba versus Conte.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Mr. Kaba, the defendant is your sister.
Yes.
Your complaint alleges that she had you falsely arrested.
Yes.
You want to be compensated for that. That's the whole thrust of your complaint.
Yes.
Your sister says that you started this altercation with your fresh mouth and that you put your hands on her first. She's got some ridiculous counterclaim that I'll let her tell me about in 30 seconds or less after you finish. Understood?
Yes.
Who do you live with, Mr. Kaba?
My mother.
Okay. This happened on June the 5th?
Yes.
2008?
Yes.
In whose home?
My mother's home.
In your home? You
Where
live
I
with your mother?
Yes.
So you came to visit your mother?
I came by because my mother asked me to come by the house, yes.
For what?
Because usually my nieces and my nephews were there, and as well as my grandmother. She asked me to come by. My nephew was throwing a tantrum that morning.
So you were going over to see one of your nephews?
To see my nephew and my grandmother. I usually visit.
Fine. And what were you doing there on June the 5th, Mr. Kaba?
I was watching my girlfriend's son, and I was watching my nephew.
Is that the nephew that you were going to visit?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the nephew's name?
Makai.
How long had you been watching Makai?
Oh, the whole day.
And he was playing with her, your girlfriend's son?
Yes.
Okay, and what were they doing?
What happened was I woke up that day, and I gave both of them lunch. She came over to visit. She was sitting in the room. So after I just let them play whatever, do their little boy thing, then I just left.
Okay, so you left the room?
I left the room.
Okay, what happened when you left the room?
Makai was playing with the little toy gun, and she says that he's not allowed to play with the toy gun.
Who did she say that to?
To Makai.
Were you present when she said that?
No, I was downstairs in the basement.
Okay, so he's downstairs, and the little boys are playing. And what happened?
When Makai and the son, I forgot what's his name, they were playing with the gun. My grandmother was sitting on the couch. I was sitting right by the computer. And I turned to him. I said, Makai, you know, mommy don't want you, because I used the word, mommy don't want you to play with pow pow. So Makai went and took the gun and put it down. As Makai put it down, Ibrahim came upstairs. I don't know where he was.
He was downstairs. If he came upstairs, right, then he had been downstairs.
What I'm saying.
Right? Go ahead.
Judge Judy, I don't know where he was, because at the time, I believe he was downstairs. When
That's
he came
where he
out
was.
Of nowhere, okay, he came out of nowhere, he said, Makai, Makai. I don't know if I can say this, but he used a profanitive word. He's like, oh, take the gun. Let me see who the F gonna tell you what to do, what not to do. I turned directly to my grandmother. I said, I'm telling the boy what exactly his mom said. I did not say do not. I'm telling, quote unquote, exactly what his mom said. And then him coming and being very obnoxious to me. Then he was like, I can say the F what I want to say. And then he started saying all kind of obscene languages, cursing at me while I was sitting at the computer table. He came, we were, you know, saying words at each other.
Well, what were you saying to him?
He was cursing at me and I was cursing at him.
You were cursing at each other?
Yes.
So far, we're cursing it. You're going to have a turn.
Okay.
Be very careful.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Conte, because if you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
So now you're cursing at each other.
We're cursing at each other. While I was still sitting at the chair, he came right to my face, and this is my face. He did that several times. He came to my face, and he started cursing, spitting at me. Finally, his face touches my face. That's when I pushed him away. I pushed him away. That's when the altercation started.
So you put your hands on him first?
No. His face touches my face, Judge Judy, which nobody has the right to. His face touches my face. I have every right to to push them out of my face because this is my face. He was spitting right at me. He was spitting right at me, and his face touches my face.
I don't believe you. I just want you to know.
Your Honor, that's exactly what happened. I have no reason to lie.
Listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to tell you.
Yes.
I believe you were cursing at each other.
Yes.
I don't believe he touched you with his face.
He sure did, Your Honor, because he was...
I touched you with his nose. I don't believe it.
Yes, he did, because he was right there at my face.
I don't believe it.
You don't have to believe me, but that's exactly what he did.
Don't believe it. Hey, that's it.
Well, he was touching my face, Your Judy. He did. I was sitting right there, and then according to the police report,
let me explain to you what you're doing and what you're doing and what it suggests to me. What it suggests to me is you cannot control yourself.
And I can't control myself, Your Honor.
You want to know why you can't control yourself? You're doing it again. Because I'm going to explain to you why you can't control yourself. Because right now you're in a courtroom and you can't even control yourself to keep quiet when the person who's in charge of the courtroom is speaking to you. You cannot control your mouth when the judge, black robe, sitting up here, starts to talk and says, don't speak anymore. You cannot stop what you're doing, which suggests to me you have zero control. That's why I believe that he cursed you. I believe that you cursed him. And I believe that you think that you have the right, as a girl, to put your hands on him. Do you understand what you're doing to me? Do you understand what you're doing?
Yes, but I'm just defending
myself, Your Honor. You said it already. We're not equals, you and I. I'm the judge, you're the litigant. You speak, I give you a decision. That's the way this game is played. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Now, I'm prepared to hear you, sir. Was there a lot of cursing?
Yes, there was cursing. But after Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Now I want you to tell me, after the cursing, how did it get physical?
We was arguing. All of a sudden, she just comes out of nowhere and she just scratches my face. That's like the first mark right here.
Can I see the pictures, please?
So she's still scratching me. So I take my left arm, because I didn't really want to hurt her, and I put her in a headlock.
Put your hand down,
Your Honor.
Put your hand down. Now he's speaking. Do you know how you were speaking before? I let you speak until I told you to stop. Now he's testifying.
Yes, ma'am.
This is my playpen. I make the rules. I conduct this hearing the way I deem fit. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I have a photo in my phone of my lip.
Show me.
I don't have my cell phone here. I never knew it was going to come up to this.
Where did you think you were coming to today?
To come see you, Judge Judy. I mean.
And later today.
Where are they?
I threw it away.
Well, then you're the dumbest thing that I've seen all day. That's what you wrote in your answer. I said, I have to see the person who says to me that I couldn't sell them, so I threw them away.
Cases, real people, Judge Judy. Ibrahim Kaba claims his sister, Zainab Kante, injured him during an assault. Zainab is countersuing for harassment and terrorist threats.
Continue.
She's scratching me, so I put her in a headlock. Then she bites me. She bites me real hard, so I'm checking my wound. Like, I give up. Like, I don't want it no more. Then she attacks me again. So she goes for the cut on my eye. She puts her nails in my face, in my eye. That's when I had enough. So I just choked her.
Can I see the police report, please?
I also have the police report.
There's nowhere in the police report.
Shh. I can read. Don't tell me what it doesn't say. I'm going to read what it does say.
Matter of fact, I highlight some of it for you.
And I don't need any highlighting. One of the prerequisites for this job is that I can read English.
Yes, ma'am.
How did he get the scratches on his face?
I was defending myself, Your Honor.
How did he get the bite marks on his hand?
I was doing everything I can. When he held my throat, I didn't know what I was doing everything I can for him to leave my throat. Because I wasn't breathing at that time, like the way he choked me. I was doing everything that I can. Even if I have to grab anything of his to leave my throat alone, I would have done it. Because you know what? He has his hand on my throat, and I believe that I was defending myself to throw my hands. I was scratching him. I didn't know what I was doing so he could release my throat.
Your Honor, after when I was choking her, in the process I was choking her, I let her go when she said, Ibrahim, please leave me alone. When she said that a couple of times, I let her go and I went about my business. I went back downstairs. Then she ran across the street and called the police.
At what point did she scratch you in the face, sir?
Like when we was arguing, then she scratched me. Then I started holding her hands. Then I put her in a headlock. After I put her in a headlock, she bit me.
What I want to know is, I don't believe the defendant when she says that your nose touched each other.
Nah.
Nah. Because that's not true. That just gives her an excuse for pushing you away. Now, did you get very close to her when she pushed you away?
Did I get close to her?
Yeah.
Were you I wasn't close to her. I was just, it was just like right here.
That were she, you standing?
Look at her nails.
Was she standing or was she sitting?
She was standing.
She was standing?
Yes.
You said you were sitting at a computer.
Yes, Your Honor.
You told the police you were sitting on the couch.
That's what it, when I read it, it wasn't the couch. My grandmother was sitting at the couch, Your Honor. My
it just
grandmother
says.
Was sitting, I was sitting at the chair. Even the police would, the chair
Listen
is right
me.
There.
Don't tell
yes.
me what the police said.
Sorry.
I'm just reading you what the police said. The police said you told them that you were sitting on the couch and that your brother walked up to you, put your face in front of her so close that their noses were touching and began to call her names.
We both...
All right, fine.
Your Honor, no.
All right, now you're going
to... I don't know why he said the chair.
30 seconds or less.
It's the chair.
Are you listening to what you're doing?
Yes, ma'am.
You can't control yourself.
Your Honor, I can control myself, but this is the truth about what happened.
You can't control yourself. That's what happened on June 14th. You couldn't control yourself.
I could control myself,
Your Honor. Now let's go back to what I'm saying to you. Are you listening to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Now you have 30 seconds to give me your counterclaim for which you think you are entitled to $5,000.
My counterclaim is because he constantly, up to this day, harassing me.
That's a conclusion.
Constant harassment.
Now that's a conclusion. Put your hand down. That's a conclusion.
She even don't even have nothing to do with this.
Do you understand what I just said to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Don't concentrate on her. Concentrate on me. Harassment is a conclusion. Tell me what he did.
I was hurt. Like he put. I was hurting. I didn't go to the emergency room or anything.
So your counterclaim is for terrorist threats because he choked you. Just a second. And because he frightens you and continues to do that. Is that right?
I was hurt.
Is that right?
Yes,
no, there are no pictures of you being hurt, my dear. There are only pictures of his being hurt.
According to the police report, they can tell it said it
Listen
that they couldn't
take a picture
of it.
There are no photographs of you being injured.
I have a
only
photographs in my phone of my lip.
You have hey, you want to show me photographs? I'm
it's
here.
It's in my cell phone.
Show me.
I don't have my cell phone here.
Then it doesn't
they
exist.
They took it Listen. At the...
If you don't have it, it doesn't exist.
Okay.
This is where you're supposed to have the photograph. Do you understand?
Yes, I never knew it was going to come up to this. I never knew it was going to come down to all this.
Where did you think you were coming to today?
To come see you, Judge Judy.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't care whether you like it or not. Listen to me.
No, Your Honor, I don't think you don't have...
Hey, this is not a tea dance. I talk, you listen. Over here.
And later today...
Who told you can throw them away?
They were trash.
Then what'd you go get them for?
It was really hard to sell.
Beauty fades. Dumb is definitely forever.
Real cases. Real people. Judge Judy. Ibrahim Kaba claims his sister, Zainab Conte, injured him during an assault. Zainab is countersuing for harassment and terrorist threats.
Sir, you behaved badly that day. First of all, if she behaved badly by cursing, you should not curse. There are children there. Your mother is there. Your grandmother is there. Think it's a nice thing to curse in front of children and your mother and your grandmother?
No, Your Honor.
And you think that there's anything wrong with her telling her nephew not to play with a gun?
Yes.
Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. She's the aunt. She can tell him. Don't pay. I don't care whether you like it or not. Listen to me. Hey, this is not a tea dance. I talk. You listen. Over here. Nothing wrong with an aunt saying to her nephew, don't play with a gun. Put the gun down. Nothing wrong with that. Your mother doesn't like you to play with guns. I don't think you should play with guns. She can offer her opinion. It doesn't require cursing. It doesn't require cursing in front of two children. It doesn't require cursing in front of your mother. It doesn't require cursing in front of your grandmother. I do believe, however, that she put her hands on you first. I believe that your choking her was an overreaction. I do, however, believe that she had you falsely arrested because she didn't truthfully tell the police what happened.
I did.
So I am awarding you $1,500 on your complaint. You, madam, get nothing.
Your Honor, if you can
step out.
This is wrong.
Please, sir, excuse me. Step out.
This kid has an issue. It has a problem that needs to be solved.
She started the cursing.
Even the girlfriend that he is with, they're not in good terms either because she kicked him out.
And I believe that my son, my nephew, can play whatever he wants.
So that's why he's living with his mother.
Sometimes, you know, you gotta put the pigeon back in his coop, you know? That's what I did.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Sanders versus Strong. Step forward, please.
Sonia Sanders is suing her former friend, 23-year-old Kishana Strong, for the value of knockoff designer purses and belts she gave her to sell.
Ms. Sanders, you, among other things, sell some knockoff merchandise.
Yes.
Or counterfeit merchandise. And you had some belts and bags.
Yes.
That you were trying to unload, that you had some difficulty selling.
Yes.
So you decided, and Ms. Strong agreed, that she would take some of this merchandise and try to sell it on consignment, correct?
Yes.
And you gave her the belts and the bags.
Yes.
And you never got any money.
No.
And you never got your merchandise back.
No.
When did you give her the merchandise?
At the end of April.
And how many bags did you send her?
17. I didn't send them to her. She came and got them.
And what kind of bags were they?
Dolce & Gabbana's, knockoffs, and regular boutique bags with no label.
Where did you get them from?
From 28th Street.
28th Street?
In Manhattan.
Did you get it from a factory, from a store?
I got it from a store.
How much did you pay for the bags?
$30 each.
Do you have a receipt?
Yes.
I'd like to see it. And what kind of belts did you have?
Regular boutique belts.
So you paid $174 and $387?
Yes.
For the bags?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And that was for the belts as well?
The belts were $30 a piece.
And how many belts?
21.
Okay. And how long had you been trying to sell them?
From the moment that I purchased them.
And you purchased the belts in March, and you purchased the bags in April.
Right.
And what date did you come and get them?
Middle March, I want to say.
Do you know, or are you guessing?
No, I know.
Well, she couldn't have given to you in the middle of March. She didn't buy them until April.
Yeah, I got those items in March. I don't know what receipt she has for the belts, but I know
the bags. How many pocketbooks did you take?
17.
And belts?
About 21.
Great. So you acknowledge that that's what you took?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Where are they?
I couldn't sell them.
So what'd you do with them?
I threw it away.
Well, then you're the dumbest thing that I've seen all day. What do you mean you threw them away?
I mean,
you
think
that I believe
them.
That? That's what you wrote in your answer. I said, I have to see the person who says to me that I couldn't sell them, so I threw them away. You think that I believe that? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
I couldn't sell it.
And why would you want to tell 10 million people that how stupid a response that you can make up in your head and expect somebody to believe?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
If you take something on consignment, your agreement with her was to sell them and give her half the money, give her part of the money, whatever your agreement was. Mm-hmm. If you couldn't sell them, then you return them to her. Who told you you can throw them away?
I mean, they basically were trash.
What?
They were trash. Oh.
Then what'd you go get them for?
Yeah.
Shh.
Okay.
I look like I need help from you?
No, you don't.
Really don't. It was really hard to sell. It was really hard to sell.
Beauty fades. Dumb is definitely forever. You owe her $1,100. That's all. Step out.
Parties are excused.
Thank you, Judge Judy.
Oh, her what?
For my bag.
Your bag? I'm not paying you nothing.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's why your behind is here.
Yeah, whatever.
Supposed to be the diva.
I am the diva.
No, you're not, babe.
I'm the diva.
But I'm the boss.
Diva. I'm the diva.
Boss,
I'm the diva.
Excuse
whatever.
Excuse me. Boss. Uh-oh. Not that diva.
Excuse me. A diva has class. A diva would never do what you did. Whatever.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Oh, Oh, Judge Judy was fair.
Well, she was hounding me.
As you can see, it didn't take her long to figure.
She was texting me disturbing messages.
Oh, like, that was just sick. What did you do with the bags?
She was being really ghetto and unclassy about it, so.
But it doesn't matter to me, because as long as I get my money.
I'm a diva. I don't really care what she says.
A diva wouldn't act like that. A diva has class.